Illumined thinking. Illumined thinking. How many times have you had illumined thinking? How many times have I had illumined thinking? What is illumined thinking? We all think beautiful thoughts. We all think glorious thoughts. Now, my son is a remarkable man. He builds and designs ultralight airplanes and sells them all over the world. And he just loves doing this. But he really doesn't care too much about the planes that he's sold. He's always going on to thinking of new and wonderful and beautiful changes that'll improve his planes in a very wonderful way. Now, is that the way we like to think? Are we thinking in just what is? Or are we thinking about what could be? Are we dreamers? Are we people who take our thoughts and let them wander into the realms of imagination and come back with all sorts of creative thoughts and creative ways and creative ideas that make us feel just wonderful? Yes, most of the time, that's what we're thinking. We're thinking creatively. We're thinking uniquely. We're thinking wonderfully. Now, we look at somebody like Tesla, and he has been in the news recently and in the YouTube talks about him recently and movies about him. And what kind of a man was he? He was a man, he came from another country. Most people do. And as he came, he brought with him his ideas. And his ideas were on electricity. And they just sparkled his thoughts and they sparkled his imagination. He kept himself one-pointed on electricity. He kept himself one-pointed on thinking how electricity could be utilized to benefit humanity. And he was always looking for ways to improve the world and improve the life handling of everybody so that people could have take the drudgery out of life and bring into it the beauty and the magic that electricity could bring into it. And he was always thinking of these thoughts. And as he thought of them, he brought them up. Now, it's true, as some people say, he was not necessarily a good businessman. He did not utilize good business practices so that he'd end up a wealthy man. But what he did do, he ended up a man who gave to the world beautiful concepts that they're only now revealing, only now understanding, only now being aware of. And many people tried to steal his inventions and steal his things, and he didn't like it when they did that. But they just went on, and he went on with his program. What is it that you can do to make yourself the most fulfilled, rewarded person in the universe? Is it working for somebody else? Is it living in somebody else's shining light? Or is it letting your own light shine so beautifully that all the magic in you shines out so great? One person was looking at my son's airplanes, and they said, gee, we could improve on this here. We could do that. We could do this. And so they took his plane, and they tried to improve on it. But they didn't have his theme of imagination to bring about that improvement, and they didn't make it. And they had to go back to his plane, that his plane was really the best there and after. And every time we try to improve on somebody else's ideas, that's all well and good. But it is better in the short run, the long run, in any way of looking at it, that we do it for ourselves. We think, How would I like it? How would I like this? Really, we're doing that. You go into the car industry, and you look at the cars that are being developed, and you look at the imagination that's coming out on these cars, and you're thinking to yourself, my goodness sakes, I'd like this in a car. I'd like that in a car. I'd like another thing in a car. And little by little, all those things are being put into the cars. But are they the cars that you're ready to accept? Are they the cars that you're ready to say, this is my car? Or are they cars that are still in your future, even though they're in reality, even though they're there? Now, Elon Musk, what's he doing? He's coming up with ideas for making cars all more beautiful and less expensive and more powerful. And he sells his cars with free electricity, free to operate the car, for a life of the car. Who can do such a silly thing like that? My goodness sakes. But when he sets you up, he sets you up. And it is the simplest thing in the world. It is so easy to get the electricity and so easy to get the programs going and do these wonderful things. What is your illumined thinking? Had you thought of those things? Have you thought of those things, of what you'd like to do, how you'd like to do it, where you'd like to do it? Think about it. Let your illumined thinking be something fantastic and marvelous and joyous. Let your illumined thinking be something that lifts you up into the highest limits of all understanding. And watch how it happens. Tesla, he was a dreamer, and he came up with many beautiful dreams that were only now first beginning to realize. Many others were that way. Einstein was a dreamer, and he had his thoughts and he had his dreams, but he wasn't about to waste his time on thoughts he'd already thought. He was going on to new thoughts, to new ideas, to new concepts, to new ways of looking at things. And as he did it, as he looked at these new ways of doing things, people tried to prove he was wrong. And, oh, they came out and they showed he was wrong. And he said, well, if you can prove it, go ahead. I haven't time for that. I'm on to new ideas and new dreams and new wonders. You and me, we can be on to new wonders. We can be on to new dreams. We can be on to new imagination that brings us into this wonderful world of creativity, this wonderful world of imagination. Work with your imagination. Work with your imagination and watch how it brings to you life worth living. It brings to you imagination of thinking worth thinking and worth enjoying in every beautiful way. You can do it. You can do it, and you can do it every moment of your life if that's what you choose for yourself. But you have to choose it for yourself. You have to decide, hey, I'm going to be me. I've got to be me. I've got to walk in my own path. I've got to see whatever it is that illumines me, that makes me happy. Now, what is it that makes you happy? Are you a dreamer? Are you a thinker? Are you someone who loves what you're doing? The women back in the 1900s, what were they doing? They had washing machines, and they had wringers that wring out the clothes, and then they'd hang them out in the line and dry. But before that, they had tubs. And what did the women in poor nations do? They take their clothing down to the river, and they wash it, and they clean it. And it's just amazing when you look at some of the clothing, the people who wash it in primitive ways, how beautiful it comes out. Now, why does it come out beautiful? It comes out beautiful because that's what's in their mind, in their thought. That's what's in their dream. That's what they believe about themselves. And because that's what they believe about themselves, that's what they have. Now, they could have never dreamed of having the washing machines that are electric like today. And you just throw the clothes in and put your soap in, turn on the machine. A few minutes later, out it comes, brilliantly clean. This is what we're living in. We're living in a world where imagination is taking us into realms of magic, taking us into realms that are just lifting us up and causing us to think so beautifully, so wonderfully. I wonder if the new ideas Mark is going to come for his ultralight airplanes. He had his airplanes with beautiful engines in them. And these engines work so lovely. They work so perfectly. And he got them smaller and lighter and better. And his planes were doing magnificent. And then he turned his attention to the electric plane. And he's making lighter batteries, just like Tesla's bringing out these lighter batteries. And he's getting these batteries in his plane, and he can fly his plane. And it's becoming more and more prominent, the electric plane, the electric thinking. And he goes through the sky quietly, beautifully, magnificently, and he goes enjoying his world of dreaming. You too can enjoy your world of dreaming. Let go and let your imagination fill your thinking, and watch how today you can have that imagination fulfilled, revealed, and delight in it. With me, like yourself. Like yourself and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And this is how I say it of you too. And I say, I love you, I love you, I love you.